He has reminded us of a psalm that is full of heavenly wisdom and is especially designed to offer encouragement in dangerous times. This saying was pronounced by a just man when he was in great danger, and the only possible route to salvation was through God's help. He suggests that confronting similar situations can provide comfort. Hence, he mentions having the same spirit. That is to say, we are saved by the same support that saved him. We also speak through the spirit that helped him to speak. This illustrates that there is significant harmony between the new and old covenants, and that the same spirit was at work in both. It demonstrates that we're not the only ones who face dangers, but those from the past did as well, and that we have to rely on faith and hope for a solution, rather than expecting immediate relief from our burdens. After presenting the resurrection and the life through logical arguments while asserting that danger is not a sign of weakness or poverty, henceforth he introduces faith and entrusts it with everything. However, he also provides evidence of this, specifically the resurrection of Christ, saying, "We also believe, and therefore we also speak." What exactly do we believe in? Tell me.